Well, we always have a youth message, and we last week we had 2 youths. This week we got 20 or so youth here this morning because we're all young in heart. And the reason why, ever since COVID and things took place, and we no longer have the 25 kids on Sunday morning like we used to have, we don't want to ever forget the children. And because that's where it is the future of the church is with the generation coming up behind us. And I was thinking about trust and belief. And when I was thinking about this song came to mind, and I just want to share it with you. And you heard me say it before, some of the greatest sermons ever preached is in the hymnals of our church if we'd only read them. Because it's somebody's personal testimony. This is what it says. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. Happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. And, of course, there's other verses. Think about that. Can you remember when you were a kid? Who did you trust when you were a kid? You know, babies especially, they come into this world and they have no fear. But as they get a little bit older, they learn about fear. Because if you put a baby on the table all by himself, he'll crawl off the table and won't fall on the floor because they have no fear. So we learn about fear. And who do we learn from for our life? I know when we were all kids, we wanted to be 21 or 16. And, you know, I want to be older. But think about it. Kids want to be adults. And they imitate people that they trust and obey. And as we grow in this thing called life, it's something that we need to constantly be aware of. We'll talk a little bit about it in my message, but that's what in these last month or so in Mark's Gospel, Jesus talking about the children. He's talking about women and all the other things. Because children are so important to not only our church, but our life and our families. And sometimes we always say, well, children, they need to not be seen, or we don't want them around. Well, we need them around. And yesterday, it was proof putting to me how kids do pay attention. After everybody went over to the fellowship hall for a light lunch, and I stayed behind here to get my stuff together and everything like that. And I was walking on the sidewalk down towards the fellowship hall. And here comes this guy, he's about this tall, his name is Jackson. And he ran up and greeted me in the middle of the sidewalk. And he gave me a big hug. And he said, "You did good over there," pointing here to the church. It was Sarah's son. Now, he got some trouble being raised by Sarah because of some of Sarah's problems, but he was paying attention about things called life and why we were celebrating his granddaddy's life. So, it's trust and obey, because there's no other way. And that trust, kids learn to trust who they respect and who they want to be like. It's just the thing of life. We, like with professional ball players, we want to be like so-and-so. If we respect them, we want to intimidate them. Not intimidate, maybe they do that too. Imitate.
Thank you for not saying
that. Oh, I did last week, and we had to get Jace Jackson, Crane Service, or something.
Was that
Yeah.
Yeah.